Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast for the St John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. Become a winner and support local at stjohnlottery.com.au.
Let's get him on, shall we?
Yeah.
I hope he's in good shape this morning.
He'll be all right.
You reckon?
He'll be okay.
All right, Tex Walker, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
Yeah, oh, you haven't lost your voice or anything, Tex. You sound pretty good.
No, I'm not too bad. I was home pretty early last night.
Did you have one of your eyebrows shaved off or anything like that, or a new tattoo?
I haven't looked at my body yet, so I'll have to have a look
here. Now, Rude didn't have any faith in you whatsoever, because I said we shouldn't have you on this morning to let you have a sleep in, because, you know, big day. And Rude said, nah. He said he's Cadbury. He said he'd be the first one to go home.
And what did he just say before? He went to bed early.
Yeah.
I knew I was coming on here, so I thought I'd come again.
Oh, professional text.
Thanks for thinking of me.
No worries. Hey, did you watch Port play last night?
Unfortunately, I had other arrangements.
I can come around and watch it with you if you like. I want to watch it again today. Should we watch it together?
Were they good?
Oh, well, we're top of the ladder, you know, heading into the finals.
You reckon you can win it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dits has already got his grand final tickets and flights booked, Tex.
Have you?
Yeah, do you want to come?
Oh, are you gonna pay for my? I'll pay for my flight. So you pay for accommodation. We can stay in the same room together.
Right.
Did you snore?
Oh, a little bit.
He definitely does.
A little bit.
And after that, if they win, he'll be snoring big time. How's the last couple of days been, Tex? Tell us sort of the mood of the group and what's been happening. And
no, it hasn't been too bad, really. We've had a few drinks to celebrate, and as a footy club we went up to Bird in Hand Winery on Sunday.
Hang on, what were you celebrating?
First spoon.
Come on, Dits.
Celebrating? What were you celebrating?
Not celebrating.
End of the year.
Sorry, I used the wrong word. We went and had a few drinks together to wind down then. Is
Bloody
that better?
Hell. Yeah, that's better.
There still is some positives out of here. You, Dits, you don't be such a negative.
Triple M. Ruined Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. Let's talk
about Tex.
Wow, we've dumped the Tex.
Wash
can
your
you
mouth
it?
Out with soap,
hell,
young man.
No.
Write 100 lines, please.
No, I didn't use the word.
All right, don't go there again. Now,
I did a couple of weeks ago, yeah. Tex, with the Melbourne Triple M boys. Dropped the F-bomb.
That's disgusting. I would never use that word.
Yeah, especially in front of you, little boy Hugo. Now, Tex, a tough time. You talk about having a few drinks, relaxing, and you use the word celebration, but I know what you mean. But a tough time as well. You must realise or you must know that some of your teammates are about to be told they won't be at the club next year. Is it a hard week?
It's emotional for some people because of what you just said, and some it's like you look around in the game that we played against Richmond, you're like, geez, this team probably will never ever play together again. And I suppose it's just the industry we're in, and then you put COVID on top of it, the list sizes are getting smaller, and obviously the soft caps dropping as well, so the whole football club and industry is changing, so it's going to be bit of a sad week for some, and that's just the way it is, I suppose.
Was there much talk yesterday, like personally? I suppose some of that should stay behind closed doors, but for example, Andrew Jarman went very, very hard last night on Triple M about the future of Brad Crouch, linking him to a couple of Melbourne clubs. You know you've been reading about that for many, many months. How does Crouchy go reading all of that sort of stuff?
I don't know whether he can read to start, but... he's obviously got to make his mind up as to where his future lies, and Brad understands that. We'd love to keep him if he wants to stay, and he's very important. You saw how good he can play for our footy club towards the back end of the year when he come back from his hamstring. So he's just one example, but I'm sure the club and the players will sort that out in due course.
Have you got your meetings this week as individuals?
Yeah. Everyone's got their meetings at the back end of the week before our BNF on Friday night.
Okay, this Friday night.
Who's been best on ground the last couple of days?
Brad would probably put his hand up for that.
Has he really? He's gone out with a bang.
So he's a good
tourist. Jars is right.
Brad Wood or Benny Crocker would probably put his hand up for it as well.
Benny Crocker, the Collingwood boy.
Okay.
Ooh, Alice is happy.
All right, let's talk about the best and fairest next. Who's going to win that this Friday night? We'll find out with Tex in just a moment.
Triple M. Ruin dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. Let's talk
about Tex. Tex Walker's still on the line. Tex, hard question to ask you, but you'll have your meeting with the coach this week.
Yeah.
What's your role next year when I see that, you know, Elliot Himmelberg is a real emerging player, has improved out of sight. Clearly, they want to put a bit more work into Darcy Fogarty. Are you going to be a part of that forward line for the whole season next year?
Very good question. That's something that I'll discuss with Nixie and Benny Hart. Oh, when's my Thursday? So that's something I'll discuss, mate, at the back end of the week.
But if I'm asking you right now, you definitely want to be a part of it and you want to play every game next year.
Oh, that's... You want to play at the highest level for as long as you can, and I don't think why I can't do that. So, that's something that we'll have to discuss with the coaches.
Yep, fair enough.
Who's going to win the best and fairest, Tex? Will it be big Riley O'Brien, who's played every game and was on fire in the first half on the weekend, or will Rory Laird come over the top of him with a late run in the midfield and maybe knock him off?
Yeah, well, you've seen Birdo. He's had a very consistent year.
Who's that?
Riley O'Brien, sorry. Birdo, I'll use his nickname. Riley O'Brien, I think, has had a really consistent year, and he'd probably be the front runner, and then you've got Lairdy and potentially Matt Crouch. He's had a good second half of the year, so it'd be interesting to see how it plays out on Friday night.
Could Ben Keyes sneak in there somewhere? He's played either every game or close to it as well and been pretty consistent.
Yeah, he's been a great pickup for the club, so he'll also, I reckon, put his name up for BNF on Friday night.
We asked you about the players that may be best on ground. Did any of the coaches let their hair down, the ones that have got it?
No, well, that I was about to say, you got to have hair to let it down, don't you?
Did they get out and have a few relaxing drinks with you on the weekend?
Yeah, we had a few of them on Saturday night and Sunday, which was very nice when we were winding down, Chris.
Tex, he's a board member. Tell him nothing. Don't tell him.
No,
he'll use it.
I got a phone call from the boys, Ditz.
Oh, yeah. Now, tell me about that phone call that you got.
Well, I gave him a phone to me lad Tex to go and pay for something at the bar at Glenunga Footy Club after they were celebrating a little flag for the under-12s. And Nick runs back in and Paul Seedsman's on FaceTime. Seed had rang me. You know what Seed's like. How much are you putting on the bar at the Elmer when we go down there? I said, none for wooden spooners. And I said, just hit Texas' account up or Sloaney's account. And he had a massive smile on his face. See? He looked like he was having a ball.
Deep pockets, short arms, that Paul Seedsman. He would not shout if a shark did him. And then when you go to the pub, you always put it on Danger's account, not mine or Sloan's.
Danger's right. account.
Exactly.
Can we get him to pay for one of those accounts one day, please?
All right. Now, have you got a joke to leave us with, please?
Well, last night, you know, when you've had a few brewskis and you get home, you're a bit peckish. So when I got home, I was having a look through the freezer and got a pizza and Hawaiian pizza, and I was put it in the oven and I burnt it.
Mm. Oh.
I should have put it on a low hard temperature.
You shouldn't have told that joke.
That was good. I liked it, Tex.
Good on you, Tex. Go and have some sleep, mate.
Good on you, boys.
Well good done, on you, Tex.
We love you, Tex.
Good on you, Tex. Love you too, Tex.
Love you, boys. Love you, boys.
Stop swearing next time, will you?
Ruined hits are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery with a $7.2 million prize pool. Make sure you're in the draw at stjohnlottery.com.au.